for calling XPO. My name is Drew. How can I help you?
Hi, good evening. My name is Linton, calling from Store 6306. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How can I help you today?
I got an order number for you. That's H6306-250827.
What's the zip code for the order?
The zip code. Let me give you the 140. Okay, so this is saying 3157.
And when is the service scheduled for?
It's for our rebid. I want to give a new number because the last one wouldn't fit. I have
Okay, so what was the original date that the measurement was taken on?
The original date, let me pull that up. It says 2/21. I just want to submit a rebid because the last one wasn't able to be fitted.
Okay, and what's the last name on the order?
The last name, I'm going to spell it, Nottingham, Nottinghan. I don't know if the person made a mistake and put N at the end or M, but it says Nottingham, Han, and it's Lystra, Lystra.
And you said that the original measure was done on the February 21st?
I know the order was sent in, created on that date. It says order created 2/21.
Okay, but when was the actual service date? Because without the actual schedule date, I can't find it.
That I'm not sure, because I tried to log into order up and it's not allowing me to access it. It says been locked. So I'm in. And ESVS, I'm actually in order up, and it's not showing me. ESVS said it's locked, and I cannot access it.
Do you know about when the original measure was done? Oh, and that's part of the reason why you can't do
the
rebid. Part of the issue is that the customer's going to have a new measure because the measures are only good for 30 days. So they're going to have
to have it. Okay. Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying. We're in April.
Yeah.
I'm not sure when it was done because I was not the one who actually did it. My coworker did it and it left for home. No, my supervisor asked me to call on it just now.
Yeah. Well, if the original ticket was created in February, odds are it took place
2/21.
Either sometime early last month, which means that measure is no good anymore. So they have to have a new measure done.
I understand. I'm going to put a notation in and let my supervisor know. Can you spell your name for me, please?
Come again?
Can you spell your name for me, please? I'm going to put my notes in.
Drew, D-R-E-W.
All right. Thank you very much, Drew. I really appreciate it. My name is Linton, L-I-N-T-O-N, okay?
All right. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day, and thank you for contacting XPO.
You too. All right. Bye-bye.